On Tisha B'Av, we read about the tragedy of the Asara Ruge Malchus, the 10 martyrs that were viciously murdered by the evil Roman Empire. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan, one of the Asara Ruge Malchus, was caught teaching Torah in public. So they wrapped him up in a Sefer Torah and they set it on fire. And as if this torture was not sufficient enough, they took strips of wool, soaked it in water, and placed it on his heart to prolong his agony. His distraught students stood by, and they looked on helplessly. They asked him, Rebbe, Mataraya, what do you see? And he tells them those iconic words, Hagvilin is rafin. I see the parchment of the Sefer Torah is burning. However, Va'oisius, Parchas Ba'aver. But the letters are flying in the air. This is a very cryptic response. What was Rav Chanina implying? So there's a fascinating Gemara, Masechta Sota. The Gemara describes the burial plot of Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says, Vayikbar oisa begai be'eretz moyav boom beis ba'ar. Moshe was buried in the valley in the land of Moyer over against beis ba'ar. Says the Gemara, even though this pasuk provides us a very precise description of the location of his burial, despite that, v'leyada ishes kaverasai. Nobody on earth knows where Moshe's grave is located to this day. The Gemara relates a fascinating story. The evil monarchy of the Roman Empire sent messengers to the heads of Beis Pa'ar, and they demanded, Hareini heiche Moshe kaver. Show us where Moshe is buried. So they took those messengers up to that mountain. Amdu lamala nidmahem lamata. When the men stood above on the upper section of the mountain, it appeared to them as if the grave was below, in the lower section of the mountain. Lamata nidmahem lamala. When they stood below, it appeared to them as if the grave was in the upper section of the mountain. Not to be deterred, nechleku l'shtei kitos. They divided into two groups, one above and one below. Says the Gemara, sh'oim dem lamala nidmahem lamata. To those who were standing above, the grave appeared to them to be below. Lamata nidmahem lamala. To those who were standing below, the grave appeared to them to be above. Because the Torah says, to this day, no one ever located Moshe's grave. And perhaps there's a deeper message to the story of Moshe's grave. Those evil Romans wanted to know, Hareinu heichen Moshe kaver. How do we bury Moshe? How can we destroy the soul of Klal Yisrael? The Zohar says, a remnant of Moshe's soul is embedded in every single Jew. So they wanted to know, how can we do away with the Jews once and for all? Yesh amr lamala. Some said, take them above. Welcome them, elevate them, give them prominence, and hope they assimilate. Some said, lamata, take them down below, persecute them, torture them, oppress them, and hope they perish and be forgotten, either through annihilation or assimilation. However, the Torah promises, neither plan will work. V'leyada ish, there's no person that will ever know, eskevirase, how to bury even one Jewish soul, no less all of Klal Yisrael. And this perhaps was Rav Chanina's response to his students. Gevilin is rafin, they can burn our sages. They can set our sacred texts on fire. They can destroy our Beis HaMikdash. They can send us into exile. However, Va'oisius Parchas Ba'aver, the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu will endure for all eternity. Thousands of years later, we are still studying Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. Amar Abaya, Amar Rava is heard in every corner of the globe. Freik Toises, Emfer Toises is the hallmark of every Gemara Shi around the world. Toises was written 1,000 years ago, and it's still being studied by every Talmud Chacham and in every yeshiva. There's a fascinating Gemara in Masechtas Brachos. In the times of Roman persecution, when it was forbidden to teach Torah, Rabbi Akiva continued to gather crowds and teach Torah publicly. A man by the name of Pappas ben Yehuda approached him and rebuked Akiva. He said, are you not afraid of the Romans? You're endangering your life. Rabbi Akiva answered him with a famous mashal. A fox saw a fish darting around the river. And he said to the fish, why are you running? And the fish replied, we are escaping the fishermen's nets. The fox said to the fish, come live with me here on dry land. And the fish said, are you the one they call the most clever of animals? You fool! If we are in danger in the water, our natural habitat, how much more so on land, where we can't live at all? Rabbi Akiva explained, Torah is our water. Torah is our life source. If we are in danger while learning it, without it, we are definitely doomed. The Gemara says shortly thereafter, Rabbi Akiva was imprisoned for teaching Torah. Pappas ben Yehuda was also arrested and placed in the same prison. Rabbi Akiva asked him, what brought you here? What are you in for? Papa said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva. Fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva, for being arrested for Torah. And woe to me, who was arrested for Devarim Batalim, for meaningless things. So who was this Pappas Ben Yehuda, and why was he arrested? So Chazal say, Pappas was a tremendous hero. When the Roman authorities decreed that a group of Jews would be executed unless the community handed over someone responsible for alleged crimes committed against the empire, no one came forward. The entire Jewish population was at risk. Pappas Ben Yehuda, a wealthy and prominent man, stood up and he said, better that they kill me than bring destruction upon all of Klal Yisrael. He turned himself in, he falsely took the blame, he was executed, thereby saving the entire community. So the question is, why did he tell Rabbi Akiva that he was being killed for Dvarim Batalim? He was being killed Al Kiddush Hashem. So I once heard such a powerful answer. Rabbi Akiva was imprisoned for learning and teaching Torah. Pappas was being executed for turning himself in and thereby saving the community. So the reason Pappas told Rabbi Akiva that he was being killed for Dvarim Batalim is because compared to learning Torah, even Mesiris Nefesh is Dvarim Batalim. Learning Torah is so great that dying Al Kiddush Hashem and even saving an entire community cannot compare to learning and studying the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story. Shortly after World War II, the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva Rav Gifter walked into a Sfarim store in Manhattan, and he asked the elderly store owner if he could purchase the Sefer Ketzoyis HaChosht. The Ketzoyis is a very deep Lomdish Sefer. America at the time was a midbar. It was bereft of Torah. If someone purchased something from a Sfarim store, it was a yarmulke or tzitzis, a mezuzah perhaps, chumash or siddur, a Ketzoyis was for great Talmidei Chachamim, which didn't really exist at the time. The store owner was a little taken aback. He tells him, Rabbi, I doubt I have the Sefer, but let me check. He climbs onto a ladder and he searches the top shelf where he kept some old Sfarim. After a few minutes, he says, wow, you're in luck. I have one Ketzoyis. He takes it down. It had about an inch of dust on it. And as he's about to hand it over to Rav Gifter, the store owner becomes very emotional. So Rav Gifter asks him, this antique? Do you want a lot of money for the Sefer? He tells him, Rabbi, you don't understand, you don't realize the enormity of this moment. This is an historic moment in Jewish history, and that's why I'm so emotional. This is most likely the last Ketzoyis that will ever be sold in America. You want to build yeshivas here in America? It's not going to work. Give up the idea of opening a yeshiva. It's going to be too much stress for you. You're going to collapse under the strain. What we have here are Holocaust survivors. You're lucky if there will be Shomer Shabbos. Years later, Rav Gifter said, I didn't respond to the store owner at the time, but I was laughing to myself. You want to argue with a pasuk in the Torah? Hashem promises, Ki lo yishkach mipizare. Torah will never be forsaken. Torah will never be forgotten. As hard as the galus will be, as much exposure as Eden will have to the general population, limudat Torah will always prevail. Klal Yisrael will always persevere. We will always have yeshivas. We will always have dedicated rabbeim that will continuously teach Torah to Talmidim. And obviously, Rav Gifter was right. There's more Torah being learned today than at any time in Jewish history. In fact, there are more copies of Ketzoyis sold in America than they were printed in the entire world up till then. The Torah Welt kocht in Ketzoyis every single day. The Ketzoyis lived 250 years ago. Which big company is still around from 100 years ago? As hard as they try to do away with us and divert us from our Torah, the more we will persevere. The world still tries to bury us. Sometimes with persecution, sometimes with assimilation. Even our own government tries to stop us from learning Torah with army summons, with court threats, but we are Klal Yisrael, and Torah is our life. If not for Torah, the IDF would not succeed. Hagvilin is rafen. The world can be burning all around us. However, va'oisi is parches ba'aver. But our words of Torah will always soar. And with the Schus HaTorah, we declare with confidence, we will never give up, and we will never give in. And it is to this generation, with all its distractions and confusion and spiritual chaos, with all our tests and hardships, that Hashem will send Mashiach. May it be, b'meheira b'yimeinu, Amen.